A blueprint for leadership today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. 3, 2, 1. Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard, and I want to thank you for joining us today on the show. Our goal is simple: to encourage coaches in their faith. Each week, we look at a passage of Scripture and make the connection between it and your job as a coach. Along this journey, we've stopped to interview coaches as well in order to provide you with some practical application. I want to help you become a better coach, one that can use their faith in Christ to have a greater impact on your players. It's that simple. And I'd like to ask you to like, share, and subscribe the podcast so that we can grow our community in order to have the maximum impact. The more coaches we can help, the more players we can help, and you play a vital part in that. So thanks again for joining us today. Last week, we took a look at the idea of vision, how it is critical for any program. A program without vision is doomed to failure. Thankfully, Scripture shows us that the ultimate vision, that is the vision of Christ. He had a heart for people, but he saw the people through his disciples. He trained and equipped his disciples with intent so that they could in turn reach the masses. It's the same vision that we as coaches can implement with our players in order to have the maximum impact both in our community and in the world. Today I want to build on last week's episode. We know that vision is critical. Just as critical is leadership. Effective leadership. In fact, Jesus trained and equipped his disciples so that they would be effective leaders who could build his kingdom. One question that many people ask is, well, what does effective leadership look like? Again, I think Scripture steps right in and provides us with the ultimate blueprint. It's a blueprint for effective discipleship that also can serve as a blueprint for leadership. I believe the two go hand in hand. So where is this blueprint found? I think it's found in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, that says this: "What you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." In that simple verse lies the blueprint for effective leadership, one that I believe every coach can implement into their program. The book of 2 Timothy was written by the Apostle Paul, and he wrote it to his disciple Timothy. Those two facts give us the information that we need to appropriately interpret this verse. Paul was writing instruction to Timothy about the discipleship process. And notice carefully that there are four generations present in this verse. Here they are: Paul, me; Timothy, you; faithful men; and others. Here's the first key point I want to make. Many think that effective leadership can begin and end with one guy. But Scripture makes it clear that this isn't the case. There are four generations present here which indicate that effective leadership is an ongoing process at multiple levels. The same holds true for your program. Here's the second point: effective leadership does not occur without relationship. Paul had a special relationship with Timothy. He invested his life into Timothy. In turn, Timothy was to invest his life into others. As he did, the process would continue on and on. That is effective leadership. Again, the same holds true in your program. You cannot effectively lead your players without first establishing a relationship with them. Individual players on your team, they won't be able to lead effectively without first establishing relationships with the rest of the team. People have to know that you're invested in them. Lastly, I want you to specifically notice what Paul told Timothy. He said, "Entrust what I have taught to you to faithful men." I'm a big believer in giving kids opportunities. However, at some point, there will be a moment in time where you must determine if the player or individual that you are investing in can be deemed faithful. This also means that there may be a time to cut ties with a player or an individual if you determine that they're not faithful. Unfaithful or undependable individuals can negatively impact your locker room and the leadership structure within it. I think we all know this, but I believe that this passage of Scripture backs it up. So here's the takeaways. 1. Effective leadership is an ongoing process that never ends. Leaders and disciples are built, they're not found. You shouldn't be searching for your next leader, but instead you should be building him or her. 2. Effective leadership on any level in your program will not happen without relationship. People must know that you're invested. 3. Invest in faithful men and faithful women. Leadership is key in any program. Many question what it looks like, but to know, all you have to do is look at 2 Timothy 2:2. Thanks again for joining us on the podcast this week. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe so we can grow our community of followers. Until next week, keep growing tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in faith.